businesses love your work. On this show, we help you make it as a creative entrepreneur. Find your unique voice. Find the right mindset to succeed. Be the first to capitalize on new opportunities to make a living making your art. I'm David Cadavy. If you want to join us here on Love Your Work every Thursday, please hit subscribe on your podcast app. And get your free creative productivity toolkit. Sign up at cadavy.net/tools. Productivity is about mind management, not time management. And I've been thinking about how this applies to managing your tasks on a day-to-day basis. And what I've come to realize is that as long as you have the proper due dates attached to your tasks, it doesn't matter what project those to-dos are for. What matters is your ability to do those tasks in an energy-efficient way. So in this week's episode, I share with you how I keep creative work coming with ease all day long. And this is our 150th episode. We are coming up on 3 years now of this podcast. I still have to collect together the numbers, but I think that we're getting really close to the 1 million download mark as well. We might have even passed it. I'm not even actually sure. So as much as I like to think that I would keep doing this show, even if nobody was listening, the fact is that I couldn't do it without you. Not just because having great listeners makes it possible for me to get great guests and to get great sponsors, but also because you Patreon supporters out there, you actually support the production costs of this show. And those costs, by the way, are infinitely higher costs than $0. So I appreciate it so much that all of you make it possible for me to do this work that I love so much. And with that, I want to thank our new Patreon supporters, Julian Power, Nina Wainman, and Tabby Brooke. Nina, by the way, says, "Hi, David. I decided to support because I found your podcast via your book, The Heart to Start, which I am loving. Will read Design for Hackers next. Your content has genuine value from the first page, from the first listen, and I wish you all the best. Thank you." And thank you, Nina. Thank you so much for those kind words and for joining on Patreon. And Julian Power signed up for a month's worth of the mini sponsorship level on Patreon. He contributed $100, which you can do. You can support for just 1 month at any level if you want. So what Julian did is he's a sponsor or a mini sponsor for a month, and then he's bringing it back down to the $5 level to continue supporting on an ongoing basis. So you'll be hearing Julian's name and URL in the closing credits during the month of November. Check out Julian's blog at julianpower.co. It is a business blog for remote entrepreneurs. And actually, Julian is here in Medellin. He interviewed me for his blog about why I chose Medellin as my creative city. And you can check that out on his blog at julianpower.co. So if you'd like to join Julian, Nina, and Tabby in supporting the show and getting early access to episodes and raw ad-free interviews, go to patreon.com/cadavy. Put your money where your mind is. Go to patreon.com/KAD. Speaking of Medellin being my creative city, I am applying again for my visa next Friday in person in Bogota. So please wish me luck. This is the difference between being forced to leave the country again. This time it would be within 72 hours. It's the difference between that, having to stay out until 2019, versus being able to stay as much as I want for 3 continuous years. So needless to say, I would like the former outcome of this. So if you want to know the updates on that, check me out on Twitter. I'm on @Cadavy. Here is the episode. Don't organize your to-dos by project, organize them by mental state. When it comes to doing a high volume of creative work with ease, mental state is critically important. You want to do the right work for your given mental state in any given moment. And this is why I have started organizing my to-dos by mental state. Yes, some of my tasks are assigned to projects, but I rarely view tasks in that way. As long as you have the proper due dates attached to your tasks, it doesn't matter what project those to-dos are for. What matters is your ability to do those tasks in an energy-efficient way. Productivity is about mind management, not time management. These are the mental states that I use to optimize creative output. Prioritize, generate, explore, research, polish, administrate, and recharge. 1. Prioritize. Decide what needs to be done and what can't or shouldn't be done. 2. Generate. Generate creative products, such as writing a blog post or brainstorming a podcast conversation. 3, explore. Collect raw materials for creative insights. This may be reading about a topic that interests me or listening to past appearances of potential podcast guests. 4, research. Research to answer specific questions for a project, such as the year an event happened or reviewing a scientific paper. 5, polish. Refine a product and get it ready to ship. For example, editing a book. 6, administrate. Take care of the pesky details of keeping my business running. This may be reviewing finances or tweaking ad campaigns. 7, recharge. This is not in Todoist, but maybe it should be. This is to rest, relax, and disconnect. I've chosen these mental states to maximize my creative output with minimal effort. I find that these are the perfect mental states for guiding creative projects through the 4 stages of control. And those 4 stages are preparation, incubation, illumination, and verification. 1, preparation. Creative insights are made up of your existing knowledge. In the preparation stage, you're collecting information about the problem. Exploration, prioritization, and research are all done during the preparation stage. 2, incubation. Times of rest after collecting information about a problem have been shown to make creative insights come more easily. Recharging and to some extent exploring help with incubation. So does simply working on a different project for a while, no matter what the mental state. 3, illumination. Illumination is the eureka moment of creative work, when you finally have that creative breakthrough. Sometimes these moments come out of nowhere, such as when you are recharging. But when you generate, you're rolling the dice over and over to make insights happen. 4, verification. Verification is when you take care of the details to make your final product ready for the world. When you research and polish, you're verifying your work. When you administrate, you're putting it out into the world. The amount of time it takes to get a product through the 4 stages and the speed at which you must switch mental states depend upon your skill level in the activity and your prior knowledge of the background material. So if you're highly skilled and already know a lot about the subject, you may shift amongst these stages and mental states without even noticing. Maybe you write a blog post in one sitting, going through all 4 stages and various mental states. But for big and tough creative projects, especially front burner projects, you need bigger blocks of time dedicated to particular mental states. Ideally, you can work with the ebbs and flows of your creative energy so that you can predict what type of work you're best equipped for based upon time of day or even day of week. I personally find a weekly routine to be more powerful than a daily routine. Here's generally what my work week looks like according to mental state. I use my freshest energy on Mondays to work on my most important creative projects in the generation state. I also use that fresh energy to evaluate my priorities. In late afternoon, I have less discipline and am well suited for exploration. Now by Friday afternoon, my creative energy is tapped out, but I'm still able to handle administrative tasks. Now note that these aren't hard borders, but they're rather cues that help me manage my mental state. For example, I wrote and published this article in one sitting on a Monday morning. I went through the generate, polish, research, and administrate mental states all in one go, but the session was dominated by the generation mental state. The beauty of having your to-dos organized by mental state is that it keeps you from getting sidetracked during task transitions. For example, after an intense generation session such as the one that I spent writing this blog post, I ended up being pretty low on self-discipline. Now, without to-do items organized by mental state, I would have struggled to find my next task. I would have stared at my to-do list, and I'd spend some time in the prioritized mental state trying to decide what to do next. I would be a few finger flicks away from a social media or email black hole. But with to-do items organized by mental state, I could quickly find some looser generation work to do. I could take advantage of the momentum that I had built up in this mental state and save myself from the energy-hungry state of prioritization. The better you can manage your mental energy, the better the insights you'll have and the more easily you'll stay on track. If you organize your tasks according to mental state, you can focus more deeply on the task at hand and prevent getting distracted when you are switching tasks. Is Love Your Work helping you find your unique creative voice? Does it bring you the inspiration and motivation you need to become the creator and human you want to be? If so, please be a part of making this a special and nourishing and thoughtful show. Support the show on Patreon. You'll be an even bigger part of this show than you already are. If you contribute just a coffee a month, you'll be helping support the hosting and production of Love Your Work. Everyone has some unique creative gift to offer the world. Together, we can give people the tools they need to bring that work into the world. The world will be better off for it. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/katavi. This is a different kind of model for supporting the work you love. The choice is yours. Vote with your dollars, put your money where your mind is, and keep Love Your Work going. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/katavi. As a thank you, you'll get early access, bonus content, and a discount on Love Your Work merchandise. Learn more at patreon.com/katavi. That's patreon.com/KA, D as in David, A, V as in Victor, Y. Love Your Work is brought to you in part by our Patreon supporters, such as mini sponsors Roxana Maynard of Agility Alchemist at agilityalchemist.com and Julian Power of julianpower.co, as well as top supporters such as Jeffrey Mason and Vitas Pankovicius. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Katavi. The theme music for this show is At Sea by Durena from the album About Everything and More by arrangement with Deep Elm Records at deepelm.com. Love Your Work is a production of Katavi, Inc.